Hi, this is Barry Nelson. What's new with you? Oh, well, if you can't think of anything, share this with Monitor. It's new, and it's called A Lover's Concerto by Ronnie David and the Orchestra. Welcome to Sunday Afternoon Monitor. In this carefully labeled portion, we think we have the right combination of non-medicated ingredients. Taken as directed, it will quickly end nagging weekend sag that sometimes leads to boredom. We have blended Peter Hackus and an interesting news feature about our Navy with the popular songs of Tony Bennett and Barbara Streisand, and we'll shake before using by making you laugh at Monitor Comedy Time. With Mike Nichols and Elaine May. Now we're going to dial Nichols and May. Mike makes the call for us, and Elaine takes over as the girl at the answering service.
Mr. Lima's residence.
Hello, service. This is Mr. Lima's. Do you have any messages?
Mr. Lima's? Just one moment, Mr. Lima's.
Thank you. Hello? Hello? Hello, service?
Hello, Mr. Lima's.
Yes.
We have some messages for you. Here's one from the 22nd at 2 or 4 o'clock from a Mr.
Operator.
Hello?
This is the first. The 22nd of what?
It doesn't say, sir.
Well, did you... What? Which one is that?
Which one is what, sir?
What message is it that's from the 22nd?
Oh, well, just a moment, sir. I'm checking. It's from Mr. Yoshni Forg... Jeshni for Kihilig. And he left a number.
Oh, Phil Kelly, yes.
Yes,
no,
Phil
I've gotten
Kelly.
That message,
yeah, oh.
Yes.
And then there's another call from Mr. Kelly on the 30th, and he leaves a number here. Alquith...
Endicott.
Endicott 9...
2.
920. Oh.
Yes, well, I've gotten that. There's another number, but never mind. Do you have any messages from today's service?
Yes. There's a number here from a Mr. Fred Pittyman. And he says, call him...
What is that name again?
That's Fred Pittyman.
Oh, that's Fred...
Pittyman.
Could it be Fred Jones?
No, it's Fred Pittyman.
Dansky?
Fred Dansky, that's yes. The one. That's the one, Fred Dansky. He called and said, call him yesterday about the trial. And if you can't reach him, never mind until you find where Hoffner is.
I don't know any Hoffner.
Well, that's what he said, sir. That's the message.
Could it be called yesterday? He has the train ticket for me to Hoffner?
Oh, yes, that's what it is, sir. Yes, call yesterday. He has the train ticket. Let's call today.
Why didn't you give me the message yesterday?
I didn't see it, sir. I'm sorry. I wasn't on when he called, but I'll certainly check with some of the other girls and find out what happened.
Well, service, this is very serious. Do you have anything else for me?
Yes. Your mother called.
Yes.
And she says, call her back. And then your mother called again. And then a Mrs. Mother called you, and she said, no message. And then you've had a lot of people who, when we answered, just hung up.
Now, operator, did you give everyone the message of the number where I could be reached?
The number you could be reached?
Remember, I left a number with you, miss, where I could be reached during the day.
Susquehanna 78175?
No, Endicott 21119.
Just a minute, I'll check that number. Oh, here, yes, sir, it was folded up.
You mean you didn't give anybody that number?
Well, I wasn't on duty when the calls came in, sir.
Listen, operator, I'm going to give you the number now where I'll be. It's very important.
Yes, Mr. Lemus, I'll double-check that.
You'll give it to people so that they call me there.
Yes, we'll be certain to give it to people, sir.
All right. The number is Trafalgar 76165.
Now, let me check that with you, sir.
Yes.
One more time.
Trafalgar 76165.
All right.
It's very important. If Mr. Eisenhower calls, have him go right through.
Mr. Eisenhower calls right through. I'm writing that down, sir.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye. Sue, if a Mr. Einstein calls Mr. Lemus, he's at Trafalgar 707, and you'll pick out the last two numbers. Don't forget that, Sue. It's very important.
I have a message here that says that was Gerdeluwen Walb. An answering service language, that means Nichols and May. And I'm happy to say they're regulars on Monitor Comedy Time. A word here from NADA, the National Automobile Dealers Association. Surveys show that high school students who've taken a complete course in driver education have a driving record twice as good as those who haven't taken the course. And NADA is proud that its new car dealers loaned nearly 10,000 cars last year to high school driver training programs to help young drivers become safe drivers. There's a song from Tony Bennett in your future, right here on the Monitor Beacon. Barry Nelson here with Monitor, bringing all the latest. Right now, that means a song from Tony Bennett, his brand new version of Never Too Late.
It's never too late for rainbows to shine, for whispering violins and bubbles in the wine. It's never too late. Wait, it's never too late. never too late.
In a minute, honey. Want to stop in the hardware store.
And that package you've been asking about? Just leave it on the seat.
I bet I know what's in that package. Chocolate. A beautiful Whitman's Valentine heart. I was hoping you'd get me one. Just a tiny peek won't hurt. Gorgeous. Maybe one little nut honey caramel. No, I mustn't. Oh, that liquid cherry looks so good. And my favorite almond crunch cluster. Who can resist Whitman's chocolates? Oh, here he comes.
Okay, honey, let's go.
Wait a minute. Somebody opened my package.
I wonder who that could be.
Forgive her. The wonderful candies of Whitman are the most tempting chocolates in the world. Give someone you love a beautiful Whitman's Valentine heart this Valentine's Day.